With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Pedek Rambam, the first chapter in Hilchos Shvisas Yomtiv. Rambam writes in the first halacha and halacha aleph regarding the obligation to rest on the days of Yomtiv, says the Rambam that it is forbidden to perform all types of what we will use the words now in Lashon HaKodesh, Meleches Avoidon. However, what exception do we have? What type of work may be done on Yom Tov, says the Rambam, chutz mimelacha shidlo tzoyrech achila. Any labor that's necessary for the preparation of food is that which is permitted to be done on Yom Tov. Now the Rebbe in Lukutei Sichos, Chelik Yud Aleph, page 34, first speaks about something that is explicitly written regarding Yom Tov of Pesach. By Pesach, the Torah says, Ubayoim Hadishin Mikra Kodesh, etc. Kol Melacha Lo Yei Asa Bohem. There it says, Ach Asher Yei Asa Lachol Nefesh, Hu Levada Yei Asa Lachem. In other words, the Torah first says that on Yom Tov we may not do Melacha. However, there explicitly by Pesach, one is allowed to do melachos that are needed in food preparation. Now, the prohibition of not working is repeated by the other Yomim Tovim. This exception that one may do work connected to food preparation is not repeated by the other Yomim Tovim. How do we know that it is applied there as well? So the Ramban says Gavaldik, that when the Torah prohibits work on the other Yomim Tovim, the words that the Torah uses is Meleches Avoida, right? Kol Meleches Avoida Loisasu. Meleches Avoida, says the Rambam, does not, to begin with, include any melacha that brings you pleasure. In other words, now that the Torah revealed that by Pesach, one is allowed to do work related to food preparation, that clarifies that the prohibition regarding all the Yomim Tovim is only to do that which is called Meleches Avoida, which to begin with does not include Meleches Hana'a, which is why food preparation is permitted on all the Yomim Tovim. In other words, says the Rebbe, that there are two ways of understanding the heter that allows us to violate melachos for food preparation. One is, like we just mentioned, that from the outset, milechatchila, one is not prohibited to do anything that's related to food preparation. That's not called melachas avoida. But there's another way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is that really any melacha, as we learned in Hilchos Shabbos, is called a melacha. But Hashem gives us a heter that if it is for food preparation, then we may do it. The difference between these two options are huge. And that will be if for whatever reason a person is fasting on Yom Tov. So if doing work for food preparation is still called a melacha, it's only that God is allowing us to do it because it's for food. If you are fasting, then you may not do it. But according to the way that Ramban learns, and the Rebbe in that Sicha is medayik from today's halacha, halacha aleph, that so holds Rambam, that Rambam holds that any effort that you make for food preparation is bechlal not called melachas avoida. It's called melachas hana'a. Melachas hana'a, work which will give you pleasure in the context of it's going to help you eat and prepare the food, is melechatchila not prohibited. And even if you are fasting, you are permitted to do anything that's connected to food preparation.